welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I am officially 9 days out. By the time you hear this, it'll be like 7 days out from the Bliss Project event, and it is 350 women coming from all over the world. I think I have 8 different countries to just deep dive into self-development, self-love, connections, building and meeting their tribe, and really stepping into the person that they know they are. So I have a lot going on, a lot that I'm thinking about, and I am switching my mantra to I love that I get to do this. And I do. And that's the truth. So instead of being overwhelmed, instead of feeling the anxiety that I typically feel every year, I'm really switching it because I'm remembering that this is such a blessing. And if I did not get to do this, I would feel miserable. I would feel like I was not fulfilling my life's calling. And that is so much better than feeling depressed like I used to feel, right? Like, why aren't I doing anything yet? Why can't I be like this girl who's out there? Why am I feeling stuck? Why am I feeling like I'm not good enough to do X, Y, and Z, right? And I've had to overcome all of those things. And even though those fear thoughts are still within me, I've created so many amazing tools and mantras around them. And you guys, if you listen to the podcast, these are all available to you. So this is all of the stuff that I do every single day. So it's not that it happens all at once. It's one little tiny baby right action done. And then the next little tiny baby right action done. And this is done in a sequence of 1,000 different right actions per day and some not so right actions. And all of a sudden you start to grow into the person that you know that you are. So if you listen to a few of the quickies, I think it was a couple weeks ago, talking about your soul is just meant to help you create the experiences, no matter what they are, whether you view them good or bad, in order for you to grow into the person that you need to become. So I'm just very highly aware that every single experience that comes my way is an opportunity. Is it an opportunity to experience love and bliss, or is it an opportunity to grow and expand and to overcome? So when we start looking at life that way, instead of, oh, I'm a victim, or oh, I got handed the short end of the stick, it's no, how do I get to grow around this? How do I get to figure out how to become more resourceful? How do I have to learn to connect with those people that I'm nervous to connect with because they have what I would really love in order to grow past this, right? Or they have something that I really desire and I know that I would love. So you guys, the entire reason I wanted to pop on today was because I saw a quote that I loved. It didn't have the name of who it was by, but it said that visualization is like a secret handshake with the universe. Yeah. How awesome is that? I love that. Like, I actually picture when I'm visualizing what I want my life to be like, that it's like the secret key to unlocking exactly what it is that you know, because I know that we already know. It's an inner knowing. What you know your life is supposed to be. So how do we unlock this vision? Right? And it truly is through visualization. So a lot of people forget that what happens when we get sidetracked from our goals is that we are spending more time feeding our fear and feeding our doubts than we do our faith. So visualization is just another tool in order to really tap into that thing that is going to help us focus on what we want. Because we know that to get what we want, we have to create a laser focus, right? And all of our thoughts and everything that we do for the day, if that is our focus, is going to be aligned with that vision. And it's going to, our brain is going to then turn into this master formulator to create exactly what it is that you want, because that reticular activating system in our brain goes to work to look for ways to create what it is and answer the questions that you ask, right? So when you have that vision in your mind of what you desire, your brain is automatically going to be searching for that, right? If you have a vision in your mind of what you don't want, and maybe you're viewing the world as, you know, maybe you don't like the current political affairs, so you see everything negative and that's all you can see for the day. Or maybe you're having family problems and you're thinking of all of the terrible things that this person said, and all you can do all day is think of even more terrible things and how bad they made you feel. And it just goes into this spiral, right? And that's your day. Like, that becomes a day. How does one person who's not even near you, or something that's not even really in your vision, how does that become your day? Well, that is because that is what you're focusing on. So we need to create a vision that is so compelling that you can't help but do everything and anything in order to get there. And the universe truly will conspire in your favor if it is your main focus. So how do we make it our main focus, right? You're like, get to the point already. And that is visualization. So whether you need to wake up in the morning and have post-it notes all over your bathroom mirror, and then on your door, and then on your coffee pot, and then on the steering wheel in your car, don't get distracted. But wherever you go, you want to get your mind back in line with what it is that you truly desire, right? With what it is that you truly desire. And when you get laser focused like that, everything will start conspiring in your favor, because your brain is a machine that goes to work to create exactly what it is that you are focusing on, right? So, you know, whatever we're feeling external or internally is what we're seeing externally. So if internally we're creating that vision, we're focused on that vision, we feel that vision, right? Because that's the whole reason that you want to put that vision in front of you and you want to actually sit in a visualization. So is because you want to feel the feeling. So some of you guys who are like, what do I do to visualize? Like, I don't even meditate or anything like that. And a lot of times what you can do is you can turn this into a moving meditation visualization. You can turn this into, maybe you're visualizing in your car, you're thinking about what you want. It's really focused thinking and picturing, so much so that you feel it in your body. And that's the point that you want to get to, is actually feeling it, because that feeling creates a vibration. You literally feel yourself lift, maybe from a lower point. You literally feel more energy. People around you are going to feel that. And when you show up in that better vibration, because you're already living in that vision, you're already feeling that feeling, you're attracting the same people who are also living in that feeling, who are in a much more high vibe state. And all of a sudden, your world is jamming, you're feeling amazing. And this all comes just from what you're focusing on. So what do you want? Get clear. Clarity is freedom. Clarity is complete freedom. So take 5 minutes today and write out what you want for next year. Sometimes when I get too far off, if I'm doing 5 or 10 year goal, some people can do that. For me, I need to do like next year. If you can't even go that far, do what do you want in the next 3 months? And you don't even have to know the how. Can we just forget about the how right now? Because if you get hung up in the how, you're never going to create a compelling vision. What do you want? What do you desire? Why do you want to feel that way? Why do you want it? What feeling is it going to give you? What kind of, what is your day going to look like in a year from now? What will you be doing? What will you be paying back to the world? How will the world be reflecting back to you? Who will be in your life? Who will you be helping? What will your bank account look like? Yes, you guys, yes. You have to get that laser focused. You have to be that clear. So put it on post-its. Wake up, set your alarm clock, put on the name of the alarm, because I know y'all have iPhones and you know how to do this now. And if you don't, ask someone or Google it. Put on the name of the alarm, wake up and visualize, or wake up, your life is calling you, or visualize your new life, whatever you want to remember, to visualize what it is that you want so that it pulls at you, right? Or everything else will pull at you. So create that life that you want and focus every single day, and you'll be having that super secret handshake with the world as well. That won't be so super secret because you're going to want to share it with everybody. So you guys, I hope that you enjoyed this quickie because this is exactly what I do every single day. And it's one of the biggest things that I did before I started the Bliss Project. And let me tell you, I am like little small town girl, homeschooled through high school, never felt good enough, wasn't in sports, wasn't in anything like that, wasn't a performer. Didn't go to college. So for me, believe me, my self-talk was cranked so loud. I mean, I am from a town called Marquette, Michigan, and there was no other like city around me for like 2 or 3 hours. I'm way up north in the woods. And to be honest with you, dreaming this big would have been thought like, it would have been like, who in the heck do you think you are? So you have to know that if it is given to you, if you have this dream on your heart, do not doubt that it is not from your highest source who created you. It is from your highest power. It is from God, whatever you believe, and it is not yours to turn away from. So that might scare you a little bit because that dream you might have is really huge, but it's done step by step. It's not like you have to do it tomorrow. All of these amazing human beings and teachers and guides and books and everything will be placed in your path as soon as you start visualizing, as soon as you say yes. So say it right now with me. Yes, I say yes to my dream. I say yes to my dream. Say it. Do it. Do it to it. I say yes to my dream. I am willing to step into my fear. I am willing to step into my fear. And I know it's here to guide me. I know it's here to teach me. I know it. All right, you guys. So I want to hear from you. I want to hear what that big dream is. Go ahead, declare it. Declare it on my page. Come on, let's do it. You are a light worker. We need you. We need your help. And you're going, as soon as you step in, you're going to free like 10 people to step in and be themselves too. Okay, you guys, I cannot wait to see you at my event in just a little while. So what is it? A week away, basically. So if you're coming, hallelujah, amen. I can't wait to meet my tribe, to talk to my people. And if you want to be a part of it next year, the event literally sells out in less than a week. So you need to go to thebliss.info, thebliss.info, and you can actually get on the list in order to be emailed immediately when tickets go up. And it's going to be like 500 women next year. So we are growing this tribe. This is like, you guys, it's like the bat signal. Like I'm basically just putting out the signal for amazing women, and you guys all meet there. Like you literally, I don't even have to do any of the work. You meet, you connect, you be your authentic self, and all of a sudden magic happens. Like no stress. You show up as you. You show up as you, whether that's anxious or whether that's tired or whether that's stressed out. When you show up, magic happens. You have to trust and you have to have faith. So let me just be that connecting point for you to meet all of your earth angel soul sisters, to get all of the guidance, to meet all of the teachers that you need, because that is exactly what happens at this event. So you guys, I cannot wait to see you. Make sure you reach out to me on my Instagram at Lori Harder or on Facebook. Let me know what that big dream is. Let me know what you're going to do to visualize, and let me know if you're coming this year or next year. All right. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.